The first epistle of Peter is addressed to Christians who are going through difficult times. The main theme of the letter is suffering, for which 7 different expressions are used. Trials are to be expected, as they are often permitted by God to strengthen the believer's faith. They are to be borne with patience, because there is a future reward laid up in heaven for those who persevere to the end. Peter exhorts his readers to rid themselves of all forms of malice and deceit that go against holy living and sincere love, and to feed on God's word. Like newborn babies, he writes, desire pure spiritual milk, which will make you grow unto salvation. When believers come to the Lord, they are built up into a spiritual house, of which Jesus Christ is the cornerstone, and through faith they become living stones in the spiritual temple. They are also a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For, says Peter, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Peter reminds his readers that as they are but strangers and pilgrims passing through this world, they are to live such godly lives among the unsaved that those who wrongly accuse them will be silenced. Therefore, says Peter, abstain from sinful desires which war against the soul. Christians are to submit to every established authority and to love the brotherhood of believers. Servants are to submit themselves to their masters, showing all due respect, even if the master is harsh and treats them unjustly. If someone suffers in doing what is right and endures it patiently, this is commendable before God, says Peter, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and when he was insulted, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to God. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, says Peter, to bring you to God, and by his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and keeper of your souls. Just as servants must submit to their masters, so a wife must respect her husband's authority, in order that, if he happens to be an unbeliever, he may be won over to Christ by her blameless behavior. Christian women should not seek the beauty of outward adornments of gold and jewels and fine clothes, but rather the inner beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. In the same way, husbands are to treat their wives with respect, knowing that they are also heirs of the gracious gift of life. Peter exhorts believers to live in harmony with each other, never repaying evil with evil or insult with insult, but rather with a blessing, because they are called to inherit a blessing. Be ready, he says, to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have in you, with gentleness and respect, and keep a clear conscience at all times. Above all, love each other deeply, and let each one use whatever gift he has received from the Lord to serve others, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. Peter then comes back to the theme of suffering and persecution. Do not be surprised, he writes, at the painful trial that you are going through, as though something strange were happening to you. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear Christ's name. For judgment will begin with God's people. And if it begins with us, who suffer according to God's will, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel? Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time, and cast all your cares on him, because he cares for you. Resist your enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm in the faith, knowing that your fellow believers in all the world are going through the same kind of suffering, and the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect you and make you firm and steadfast. To him be the power forever. Next episode, Peter's second letter.